leading to me joining the EDL, I was quite regular in my local pub. Then I started seeing videos of Indians, honour killings, FGM, and stuff like that. So I thought this was the Muslim community. This is an Islamic practice. I'll be honest, I never wanted to be a Muslim. 100% didn't want to be a Muslim. So I said to him, nah, Islam, they're terrorists. So, and he put his hand on my shoulder and he smiled at me. So as I walked out of the taxi, I was baffled. I was like, why would somebody smile at me if I've just called them a terrorist? Do you get what I'm saying? All learning curve is the people around you.
Yeah.
So I was listening to people around me.
He said, she said, yeah, she forming said. Opinions. So when
if I went and spoke to a Muslim, I'd say, I'd just repeat what that other guy told me. So, 100%,
and I think if they were really exposed to the true teachings of Islam, many of these EDL probably would accept Islam. What do you think?
100%. 100%. We're lazy. We don't read. And what we do, yeah, when we read, say if there was an headline, we just read the title.
Yeah.
And then we go from the title of what actually has happened. Mm. We never read the full article, and it's one thing I've learned is you can't do anything about it, really. It's not really a choice unless you lie to yourself for the rest of your life. And that's what you'll do. Alhamdulillah. This is the problem. This is the problem where I went wrong. I was going to the wrong people. So when I came to the right people, and I got this context, and I got this, and I was like, subhanAllah, I was like, wow. Reading a Christian or a Jewish or an atheist perspective of Islam, because you don't go, if you need some plumbing done in your house, you don't get a bricklayer to do it for you.
You got that? Assalamu alaikum, guys. How are you doing? Guess what? I got a former member of the EDL, that's English Defense League. But he's here with us. We're in a masjid. Chris. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you, brother?
Alhamdulillah.
So tell us, what's this EDL?
English Defence League was formed on the rebound of Ajum Chowdhury and the Al Madroon, I think they're called, when they was burning the poppies and spitting at the army. So it kind of kicked off then.
Mm-hmm.
There was a group of people who got together and went against the Muslims who was defaming the country.
Yeah.
So that's what the EDL.
Now, you went through a journey. You joined the EDL, but then you end up accepting Islam. You made some connection with Muslims, and you actually were here in Manchester. You're in a masjid. Tell us, if we reverse, before you joined the EDL, you're practicing Christian?
Yes.
So-so Christian?
So-so.
Yeah.
I left the church as about 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I was in a thing called Boys Brigade, which is a Christian organisation.
What, Boys Brigade?
Boys Brigade, yeah.
Boys Brigade, yes.
So we did a little bit of the Bible, a little camping, other activities. But, you know, I class myself as a Christian.
But you said something interesting, that you went to the higher up, the priest.
Yeah.
And then you asked him some questions, and what happened from there?
Well, basically, I was reading the Bible. But what they were saying in the church was not going with the Bible. So I asked questions about the Trinity. And because I didn't get a logical answer, I kind of walked away from the church.
Yes.
I was very saddened by the answer. And I didn't just ask one person, I asked another. And it was the same answer, that this is a mystery, it's a miracle, or, you know...
Is this regarding the Trinity?
Yeah, regarding the Trinity.
Yeah, many people, they get confused when it comes to this. And then 100%. You go, I interview a lot of people, and it's the same thing. I see a pattern. This Trinity, some people, they just turn their brain off to this, and they just move forward with it, not thinking about it. But the intellectuals, people who really dig deeper, they want to know. It just doesn't fit with the heart, the mind, soul. It doesn't connect. So this is the question that you're asking.
So when I read the Bible, I didn't see any that Jesus was God. I didn't imply that Jesus was Son of God. So when I was in the church, I always believed in a creator, separate to Jesus. And Jesus was a messenger, or someone who brought this book.
Yes.
So basically, when other people are telling you different, but you are getting that from a logical reasoning perspective from the Bible, and that's what it kind of doesn't go well in your brain as a young guy who just wants to understand his creator.
Yeah.
So I always believed in a creator since I was a kid.
Okay, so one thing that we try to encourage people is to really, really think, how did you end up here? Why are you here? Where are you going when you die? Purpose of life. At what point were you thinking? Were you contemplating, like, you know, why am I here in this world? You know, you probably, you mentioned that, okay, you didn't get the answers to your questions, so you went to the pub.
Yes.
And many people, they get stuck in the pub. They don't come out, become alcoholics. Yeah. But you know what's interesting? Even in the Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, people who end up, you know, turning towards alcohol and substance abuse, even when now they realize they want to get out of this, they're in the second second point in their curriculum, what they have to try to empower you is that you have to rely on a higher force.
Yes.
It's in the Alcoholics Anonymous in their second point, I believe, that you have to rely on a higher power. Yes. So back to the question. What was it that had you thinking, like, that ultimate question that people don't ask? What's the purpose of life? Why am I here?
I always ask this question.
You always?
Always. I always ask myself this question. Even when I went to the pub and did what I did, I always knew it wasn't right for me, this. It wasn't. I knew it was bad. I knew it was a bad thing to do. And a lot of people just hide that feeling. But I knew, my conscience told me that this is, going to the pub drinking alcohol is not good for you.
Yeah.
Without anybody telling me, so... When I went searching for my purpose, it kind of stalled when I was 17, and then I went to the pub, and then I just kind of put it to the back of my mind.
Yeah, people keep numbing themselves.
Yeah, I numb myself with alcohol and abusing drugs and alcohol because I was so upset because I believed in this creator, but there was no... Yeah. I couldn't believe... Logical reason, I couldn't believe that a human was the creator of... myself, because I believe that humans make mistakes.
Yeah. Oh, so linking back to Jesus being a human.
Yeah.
Okay. So it just didn't
fit with my logical reasoning.
Okay. So now you left. Did you pretty much went from a so-so Christian to not being?
I went to one of them Christians. If I was in pub and somebody asked me about my religion, I'd say a Christian.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be able to. I wouldn't have even be able to really.
So now, how do you make a shift now to being in this group that's known to be, I mean, you tell us, because you're in it, they're anti-Islam, anti-Muslim?
So basically, when I was growing up in school and that, I went to a school that was half Pakistani, half white, a few Bengali black people. And I went through a lot of bad things with the Pakistani community,
mm-hmm.
because the Pakistani community and the whites were fighting in my school.
Yes.
I tried to stay away from it. But because I hung about with the opposite side, when I'd walk home from school and stuff like that, you'd get jumped and stuff. And I lived in the Pakistani area, so this gave me a really bad image of what Islam was. And at that time, I thought, and then I'm a Christian. I don't believe in that. So and all that, what comes in your mind? And I thought the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a Pakistani at that, you know.
You thought, did you hear that, guys? He thought the last and final messenger sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, who was sent for all of mankind as a mercy to the world. You thought that he was a Pakistani?
Yes. So,
wow.
When I, leading to me joining the EDL, I was quite regular in a local pub. And I met a guy who went through the same situation as what I went through with the Pakistani community. In the same sort of way. So I related to him. So we had a relation. So we got to know each other really well.
You and the Pakistani Muslim?
No. Another guy in
another
the pub.
Another guy
just
in the
another
pub?
Just another guy in the pub, okay. Random. This is how I started to join the EDL. It's because I met a guy just who went through the same relation as me.
Yeah.
We related. And when you relate to someone, that's it. You've got something to talk about. So
are you building off love or hate?
Yeah, we're building off... love.
Love for... Yeah.
Or you love guys, for the problems that we had with the past.
Love for the problems. Yeah. But that love for the problems, obviously, now there's a hate that's resonating now
the
towards...
The hate is towards the Pakistani community, but okay. Us two in the pub, we was loving the relation that we had towards...
How does Islam fit in this?
Well, it's Islam at that time was the thing that we said that we hated.
But you didn't know anything about Islam.
So when I met this guy in the pub... We spent time together. We spoke about it. Then we eventually met another guy who was speaking about group meetings.
Yeah.
He didn't say it was the EDL. So we ended up saying no. And then a few weeks later, he asked us again, do you want to come to this group meeting? Because we all had the same problem. And this is where it all started. I went to this group meeting. It was just a group of people talking about. At that time, I didn't know it was the EDL.
Yes.
So we I did it for a few weeks, and then they started asking me if I wanted to go on these marches here, there, and I ended up going on the marches, and I was like, yeah. Then I started seeing videos of Indians, honour killings, FGM, and stuff like that. So I thought this was the Muslim community. This is an Islamic practice. So that there,
and obviously that has nothing to do with Islam.
Nothing.
You have some cultural practice that creep in, and now people try to make that like connect that to Islam.
Yes.
But there's no honor in killing. I mean, that's murder.
Yeah.
So that doesn't have anything.
There's nothing
to do with
that. That's in the hadiths from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for honor killing or FGM. But at that time, because I didn't read.
Yeah. You didn't study. Yeah. You didn't learn. You didn't.
So your learning curve is the people around you.
Yeah.
So I was listening to people around me.
He said, she said, yeah, she forming said. Opinions.
So
baseless.
When I was, say if I was speaking to, if I went and spoke to a Muslim, I'd say, I'd just repeat what that other guy told me. So it wasn't from any knowledge or anything. Yeah. I never knew what.
Now, how many of you are out there that are listening to this are following the same recipe for disaster? Just going and repeating the same thing based on baseless accusations and nonsense. And go ahead now.
Yes. Yeah, so then I started going on marches and I started, you know, understanding, yeah, this is what I went through, and this is, you know, I had this so much hate inside my body. Then it was like 2 years into the EDL sort of way of living. I never really told some of my friends. I didn't tell some of my family. I never told them.
Yeah.
And then I started asking why. What is this Quran? So what is the Quran? What? Why am I even saying these things anymore?
Oh, so now you're okay. Now you're waking up. The light bulb's coming on.
But I was asking questions to the people that I was. I said, why are we doing this? And same as when I went to the church.
Mm-hmm.
So for another 2 years,
yeah,
I was asking why are we not? What can we do? How are we gonna push forward? And rather than doing these marches, because I didn't really think the marches was doing any difference, and so there was a lot of discussion.
Would a lot of them become violent?
There'll be
clashes and whatnot.
I'll be honest, the most violent people I ever saw at the marches were called Antifa. Antifa, there was the most violent people I ever seen at the marches, and that's the truth. It wasn't about violence. It was more companionship. There's something that we struggle with in here in Britain.
Yeah.
As British people, we don't have companionship. Everyone's backbiting, slandering.
Yeah.
And the EDL was like some sort of place where you went with all your friends and you got together and you had a good drink.
Maybe some of them out there, they sincerely, genuinely, they have a love for their country, but many of them also believe in the Creator, right?
100%,
and I think if they were really exposed to the true teachings of Islam, many of these EDL probably would accept Islam. What do you think?
100%. 100%. 100%. Because, but the thing is, as a community, even myself, we're lazy. We don't read. And what we do, when we read, say if there was an headline, we just read the title.
Yeah.
And then we go from the title of what actually has happened. Mm. We never read the full article. And it's one thing I've learned is to read the full article to get the context.
Article.
And this is what I used to do with the Quran. So we'd read one verse, but we won't read the rest of the verses.
Chopping and paste, they call that the cut and paste.
Yeah.
Right? So what is it finally that has you, after you get exposed to Muslim, Islam, you make the human connection, what had you now accept submission to, because this is Islam, submission to the will of God.
God, yeah.
Allah, the Creator, worshipping the Creator, not the creation. This is what Jesus was upon. Jesus was a Muslim. He submitted to the will of God. He followed Islam. So what was it about Islam now that pulled you in and had you become a Muslim here in the mosque right now?
So basically I was in a bad car crash in 2014, which led me to be in bed for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I broke my leg really bad. And when I... So when you're in bed and you're not doing anything... other than laid in bed. I start to think again, I need to go back to the church and learn about Christianity again. So when I started to walk again, I went back to the church like for 4 months, and I still couldn't get any answers that I was looking for. And I stumbled upon a video, which is A Merciful Servant, about Jesus in Islam. And I didn't know what it was, but I watched it and I agreed with everything it said. do you know about Jesus? Alhamdulillah. So, and I'm like, this is what I believe in Jesus. This is what I was, I've been looking for. So I watched this channel for like 2 months, and I must have watched every single video on there. But because I was that, I don't know, I was dazed or something, but I was watching it. I didn't realise it were Islam, because, and I didn't even realise they were saying Muhammad and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I asked the taxi driver what I was watching, and kind of said, look, I've been watching this video about a religion where they believe Jesus is just a prophet, and I believe that. And he said, this is Islam. So I said to him, nah, you're Islam, the terrorists. So, and he put his hand on my shoulder and he smiled at me. So as I walked out of the taxi, I was baffled. I was like, why would somebody smile at me if I've just called him a terrorist? Do you get what I'm saying? So then I had a bit of arrogance for like 4 weeks. I said to myself, no, I'm not looking into Islam anymore. I'd never be a Muslim. And then 4 weeks later, I started working at a place called Broadway in Bradford, and I met a good brother called Bashir. But I didn't know he was Muslim. He's an African brother, and he was speaking about stuff that was relating to the Merciful Servant videos. And I'm like, I've watched this, and I've seen this. And I just kept listening to him, and because he was so good at what he was saying, I kind of started going out for food with him and stuff like that. And he didn't know that I was looking into it. I went back into looking into Islam at that time, and he didn't realise that I was looking into Islam. I never told him. And, like 2 months before I took my shahada, I knew that I believed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was one, and that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the final prophet of all the prophets, alhamdulillah. And then, but I were denying it, because I'll be honest, I never wanted to be a Muslim. 100% didn't want to be a Muslim. But when you surrender, you surrender. When the truth comes to you, the truth comes to you, and you can't do anything about it, really. It's not really a choice, unless you lie to yourself for the rest of your life, and that's what you'll do, alhamdulillah. And so on the day of the 6th of November 2015, I woke up and I rang Bashir and asked him to take me to the mosque, and I took my shahada.
What is your advice for other people, EDL members, they call it like the far extreme, people in a particular group who are fighting for what they believe is a just cause, but they have all these crazy ideas about what Islam is. Islam is terrorism, Islam is oppression. You went through all of that so they can learn from your mistakes. What advice do you have for them? They're tuning in to the Deen Show. What do you want to tell them?
The best thing to do is read. The only way you'll get out of this frame of mind of thinking that Islam is oppressive, it's against women, slavery, is to read.
They say I'm reading a newspaper.
You need to read from the Islamic sources. There's no point reading a Christian or a Jewish or an atheist perspective of Islam, because you don't go. If you need some plumbing done in your house, you don't get a bricklayer to do it for you.
You got that? If you want some plumbing, don't go to a bricklayer. If you want to learn karate, you don't go to a judo guy.
Yeah, this is the problem. This is the problem where I went wrong. I was going to the wrong people. So when I came to the right people, and I got this context, and I got this, and I was like, subhanAllah, I was like, wow, this is blowing my... It blows your mind, because all you think is that it's oppressive. But when you see it's just, it's mercy, the laws behind everything in one man over 23 years could bring to a society, that's when you start to realise that, you've been following the wrong people.
Beautiful. And your love, obviously, for Jesus has grown, because Chris went from Chris to Isa, because Jesus wasn't his name. English language didn't exist. So you love Jesus even more now as a mighty messenger. And that sinks in more with people who are confused about Trinity, Jesus being a God. No, you just worship the Creator who Jesus worshiped. I want to thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Inshallah. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, brother. Inshallah, this could be a benefit to so many people out there who are struggling like that, and they're having these kind of conversations at the pub. We can get them out, and we can get them connected to the Creator. Go ahead.
Tell them my YouTube.
Yes, go ahead.
So my YouTube is Come to Success.
And, Come to Success.
I should tell about. I've just recently made it, and we're going to be doing live shows on with some of my friends who are far right, some of my friends who are far left, and we're going to try counter the narrative of why they believe that and why they believe the left, and we're going to try to speak to each other.
Beautiful. Thank you, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Subscribe if you haven't already. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, subscribe to Dean's show. Subscribe to Dean's show.
Thank you, guys.
I've been there a long time, inshallah.
Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. Well,